The halachas, Eved Ivri is the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim. We learned yesterday. It's also Sugis and Kedushin starts Daf Yedarim Mabez. It goes through Daf Chaf Beis Mabez. Sugis of Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is Pashat, a Yid who sold for a slave to be an Eved. He has to do whatever the master tells him. And the Torah says that you have to treat him a Kovet. He's fought the Yid, but he's an Eved. And Eved Ivri is one of two cases. There's what the Gemara calls Moich Atzmai, and Eved sells himself. Pashat is a big Ani, as the Torah says, Ki Yomach Chichi Imach. He's a great star man, he needs money, and he sells himself. The only way he can make money is he sells himself to be an Eved. The other way is Machru Bezdin. Bezdin sells him. The case is, the Torah says, V'dim B'gnei Vasoi. If somebody steals, and he gets caught, and he spent the money already, but Bezdin paskins, he has to pay back the Nignav, and he has no money, he has no assets, so Bezdin, they sell him, they sell the Ganav, and the proceeds from the sale, they give to the person he stole from. Only on the Karen, not for the Kefal, but he has to pay back, and the only way to pay back is to sell him. It's a whole sugya that Yidal Mabez, Machagas Tanoim, there's any chluke dinim between a Moich Atzmai and Machru Bezdin. It's also in Rambam, Hilchos Avodim goes through this. There's also a third pasha of someone, a Moich Atzmai to a guy. This normally Eved Ivri is the Eved sells himself to a Yid, but there's also a pasha of an Eved that needs the money and he sells himself to a guy. It's also a pasha with Gula. But Akoponim, standard Eved Ivri, the Mishnah says that Yidal Mabez is that Eved Ivri nicknamed Bekesef Ubishtah. How does an Eved Ivri become an Eved Ivri? Becomes an Eved Ivri, but the Kinyan is Bekesef Ubishtah. The Koina Atzmai, and he goes out, B'shonim V'yevul B'gurin Kesef. And as he goes out, means 6 years, and Eved Ivri exerts a custom that he's only sold for 6 years. And the second way is he goes out B'yevul, in case Y'evul comes within the 6 years. Let's say he sells himself two or three years before Y'evul. When it comes Y'evul, he also goes free. And the third way is the Gurin Kesef. Gurin Kesef means he pays back the money that he was bought in. Let's say he comes across some money, he can always buy himself back. And the Torah calls Giroin Kesef because he can deduct the time that he worked. Just to use round numbers, let's say he was sold for 6 years for $6,000. After 4 years, if he wants to buy himself back, he only has to pay $2,000 because he worked 4 years. So we figure out the ratio, and that's what he has to pay. That's Giroin Kesef. So again, that's the Mishnah, that he's coined himself with Shonim, Yevil, and Giroin Kesef. The Braisa says also it's on Shtar. Another way that he could come out is, we shouldn't talk about why the Mishnah doesn't say it, but another way is he could go out is with a Shtar. The simple Shtar Shichra, the Master gives him a Shtar Shichra. Shtar is saying that he's free. Taisus and Kedushin after Zayin Maralam is Machadish, you have to go through the whole Sugi and the whole Taisus, but Taisus comes out with a Chidish that another way Eved Ivri goes free is with Hefka. If the Master, the owner, says his Mafka is Eved, then the Eved could be Zeichin himself. The Eved could be Zeichin himself in the Hefka, and he goes free. That's his Chiddush. What? That works by the Eved Kanaim or Eved Ivri? Right, okay. According to Shmuel. I didn't want to go through the whole thesis, but basically, right. But this is saying, basically, the thesis is Mechadish, that Eved Ivri, there's some fair Shigemara that Hefka helps by an Eved Kanaim. But Tosfos Mechadish works by Eved Ivri also. Eved Ivri, you can be mafki and he goes free. So effectively, Yeshua Kasha, when the Mishnah says in Peyed Af Peivov, Perik Vov, Mishnah Aleph, and the Gemara brings it down in Bamatzia, the Flamim Beis, and other places, is a halacha, Machoges Besham Beisinol, but we pass like Beisinol, that Hefken Anim Ling Hashim does not help, it's not good. Hefk has to be Hefken L'chol. Hefk has to be that you mafki something for everybody. If you specify the only being mafki something for Aniyim, for poor people to take, but you're not being mafki for Hashirim, that's not a good hefka. We learn it out from Shemitah. Because just like the hefka by Shemitah is a hefka for everyone, we don't discriminate, we don't differentiate between poor people, rich people, it's everyone can take the Shemitah. The same thing, hefka has to be hefka for everyone. If you differentiate, it's only hefka for certain people, not for these people, and like you're holding back some for yourself, that's not hefka. Main effect of Neshua Kasha, this hefka, when you're being mafka in Eved Ivri, who are you being mafka him for? Who could take him? Only the Eved Ivri himself could take him. No one else could take from that Hefka. Even if the Eved Ivri would not want to be Zeichin himself. Let's say the person's Mafkin Eved Ivri, and the Eved Ivri says, I don't want to be Zeichin myself. I'm still up for grabs. The Hefka remains Hefka. Could someone else take that Eved Ivri? Tanya Tanei Yeshua, no. Why? Because there's a Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Avodim, in Perek Daled, Hilchos Avodim Halacha Yud, that an Eved Ivri cannot be sold given by Matana. A master that buys an Eved Ivri, he cannot take that Eved Ivri and then sell him to someone else, or even give him a Matana to somebody else. What's the Mokad Rambam? They'll talk about this. There's a Shvei Kesef Mishnah. And the Zera Avram from Nachman Zemba, he shows that it's a Chayv Feshu Gemara in Erechin, the Chavches. It says this, Yisai, Brak upon him, that's his Feshu Rambam, and it seems to be Feshu Gemara in Erechin, the Chavches, that Eved Ivri cannot be sold, it cannot be given by Matana. Taina the Pnei Yeshua, what is this halacha that you can't sell an Eved Ivri? If you own an Eved Ivri, why can't you sell what you own in him? Why can't you give him Matana? So Taina the Pnei Yeshua, that this halacha says that an Eved Ivri cannot, the ownership of an Eved Ivri cannot be transferred. You can buy an Eved Ivri from the Yisrael, the Ben Chaim himself. The person that sells himself, you can buy him. But once you bought him, you can't transfer that to somebody else. You can't give him a tani, you cannot sell him. There's a guest submission somebody sells that quotes Rav Baga Atayr in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim that says the reason is because we know Zalacha that Eved Ivri doesn't go by Yerusha, doesn't go with the standard Yerusha. So just like you don't really own it to be Moishit, to your Yashim, the same thing, you don't really own it to sell it to somebody else or to give it over to Matana. But Al-Kaponim, we have a halacha that Eved Ivri cannot be sold, cannot be given over Matana. It's a main time for Yeshua, the same thing, someone else cannot be Zechem in a Hefka. If I can't give the Eved to somebody else, Matana, the same thing I can't do the shtick either. I can't say it's Hefka and let the other guy take it. It's not going to go over because you cannot transfer. That would be also a way of transferring ownership. I have it. You want to be Mafka and let somebody else be Zechem? It doesn't work that way. A person can only be cutting an Eved Ivri if he buys the Eved Ivri direct when the Eved Ivri first went up for sale. But the Tanya of Yeshua that in this halacha that was saying that Eved Ivri does not cannot be transferred, that means even by Hefka it won't work. Is the main effect of Yeshua when you're mafki and Eved Ivri, no one could be zeichin it. The only person that could be zeichin it is David himself. But if the only person who could be zeichin is David himself, that's not Hefka la kol. That's like Hefka la nimulin ashirim. So it should not be Hefka at all. Is that the Yeshua kasha? And he repeats the kasha in the Kuntus Achrin, and he blabs Sarachian. The Makna wants to answer this kasha like this. He wants to say that this halacha, that Hefka Anim Ling Hashim is not good, that you have to be mafkir to everyone, that's a halacha in the mice of being mafkir. When you mafkir something, you cannot be mishai, you cannot hold back anything for yourself. You have to say, I'm giving it away completely. If you're holding back, I'm saying, no, for you, I'm not being mafkir, that I'm keeping my bias in it, that's not a Hefka. Hefka has to be that you're mafkir entirely. But over here, you were mafkir entirely. Over here, by the Eved Ivri, the owner was mafkir, and he didn't hold anything back. He did a complete maisa hefka. The reason why no one else could be zechen it was a davach garam lazari. It's a different problem that no one else can be zechen and Eved Ivri only when he buys it originally from the Yisrael when he went up for sale. It's like a zaydika problem. But the hefka was a complete maisa hefka. That's his teretz. The whole problem of Hefka Nimun Hashim is in the Maisa Hefka. But from the Maisa Hefka, you were mafka completely. You didn't leave anything back. Even though it's a different Zaytika problem, that's not a chesaron in the Hefka.
Even to the Eved Ivri himself, he can't release his just like the Kippur Baruch. Should be able to mafk even to one.
Well, it's only
in Lotus, he doesn't have that king, and so yeah. how could he even mafk to the Eved Ivri?
According to Rabak, I guess it doesn't take so much violence to give it back to just be a small vasilik. It doesn't take so much violence of whatever violence he had, and then the Eved Ivri is zechen himself. Okay, but the Maisa that seems to be that wasn't shver that the Eved Ivri could be zechen himself. The only kasha was the Pnei Yeshua's kasha was no one else could be zechen, so it's not hefka to everyone. And for the Makna, that the din of hefka and l'kol just means you have to be mafki kol, and that he did. If the Maisa people can't be zechen, that's his ethical problem. The Maisa was pshat Pnei Yeshua, and what's the machlekes over here? So the machlekes over here is I was thinking the machlekes over here is what's the gzeirus kasev that we're going out. That, what's the success cost of that hefka has to be hefka l'kol? We're going out from Shemitah. The Makna learns the Gzeirus Kosev is in the Maisa Hefka. The Maisa Hefka has to be that you're mafki completely. You're not holding back anything. But the Pnei Yeshua, you could say, he doesn't learn it's going on the Maisa Hefka. The Pnei Yeshua learns it's going on the Nifal, on the Tetzah, meaning what came out of it. Pnei Yeshua holds that Hefka L'kol means has to L'maisa be Hefka L'kol. What came out of it has to be Mufka to everybody. And what's the machlekes? So I was thinking the machlekes shecheri should be telling you the famous machlekes by Yosef and the Mabit. And Michas Chinuch brings it down in the Mitzvah Peidalad Aisarav. The Mabit, and it's a merit also, their shita is that by Shemitah, it's an afkata the malka, they call it. It's an automatic hefka. When it comes to seventh year, all the fields automatically become hefka. You don't have to have a person get up and be mafka his field, or mafka my field. It's automatically hefka. It's automatically mutton. Everyone's got to go in. The basis is chalak. The basis of hell that the mitzvah of the Torah is everyone should be mafka their field. They have to go up and say, my field is hefka. Everyone's allowed to come in. In case somebody's not mafka his field on Shemitah, it's not hefka. In case someone's not mafka his field on Shemitah, he'll be over mitzvah saseh. He's about the mitzvah saseh, but if anyone goes in and takes the food, he's a ganav. He's not going to do that. So, as a mamela, according to the Beis Yosef, that you could say that Makna holds like the Beis Yosef. That when we're going to have the whole din of Hefkan and Imel Hashim is learned out from Shemitah, you could say that we learn out from the Maisa Hefka of Shemitah. According to Beis Yosef, there is a Maisa Hefka. Just like by, according to Beis Yosef, what would be the mitzvah of Hefka by Shemitah? The Hefka of Shemitah would be to be mafka to everybody. So just like by Shemitah, the mitzvah is to be mafka to everybody, the same thing, we learn out that every Hefka has to be that you did a Maisa be mafka to everybody. But for Neishu, you could say, learns like the Mabit and the Marit, that there is no Maisa Hefka by Shemitah. By Shemitah, it's automatic, I forgot the Malka. As a man, there's nothing to learn out for the Maisa Hefka. The whole limud would be from what happened over here. What was hefka? The Yeshua says, a mice over here wasn't hefka in the whole. It should not be hefka to everybody. That's his kasha. The mice of Tosis that does say that hefka will work by an evidivi will be a raya, like the hamakna. That does work. I mean, not like the Yeshua, but the Yeshua is asking a kasha. Why does that hefka work? The stipler was being right that the makna svar, that the makna holds the ikas tony in that in the maisa hefka. So the ikka of hefka nimul and ashim is that your maisa hefka was for everybody. You want mashiach. It doesn't make a difference what happened. What happened afterwards is not your business. It's not your problem. All you had to do was that you were mafka to everybody. It doesn't make a difference later on what happened. He wants to bring a right to it because the Gemara says in Mamasiya, in the Talmud on Beis, there's a whole famous mice over there, that if you're mafkia for the whole world, except for one person, even one person you hold back, and you say, for you it's not hefka, that's not hefka. You see, the din of hefka l'kol means, you have to, remember the Gemara Nehlon says, that you have to be mafkia for everybody. If you hold back even for one person, it's not hefka for everyone. There's a main effect of the stipe l'kashik this. He says, think about this. What if you had one person in the world who made a neder, was muda hanah, from moving? But Ruvin's Nechassim. One person he made in there, he's not going to be have enough from Ruvin's Nechassim. There's a Chuvus Rajba in Sima Tafresh Beis that the sheet is that a person who makes a neder not to have enough from somebody cannot be Zeucha from that person's Hefka also not. When Ruvin is Mafkirit, you can't go be Zeucha, you can't even be Koinet. Why can't you just be Koinet? Just be Koinet and don't have enough from it. You won't be able to be neder. So I was thinking that could be like the Rishonim, the Ksais, famous Ksais in Sima Tavav, Sefan Beis. The Macheshes and the first Simon, Chayakam, Simon Alp, speaks about Barichas, that there's an Adi Shem that hold, that something that's Asa Bahano, you cannot be Kaina. But so anything that's Bechal, Asa Bahano, you cannot be Kaina. There's a Mingla that can be shot in this Rajba. The Rajba holds that if this Asa Bahano for you, if you made a Ned, this Asa Bahano, you cannot be Kaina. There's a Mingla, we have a Rajba that holds that if a person makes a Ned, he cannot be Kaina. So if a person made a Ned, that he's not going to have any enough of moving, would that mean that moving cannot be Mafkez the Chosim? You want to say that Reuven wants to be mafkia his field or his watch or any of his chaitzim, is it's not hefka because there's one guy in the world who cannot be koinet. So you're going to go say, because of him, Reuven can never do hefka. Because it can never be hefka l'chol. Time to type, you can't say such a thing. It must be, the Teretz says, because really Reuven is being mafkia in l'chol. And it's a dovach gromlo, it's just that this is Zaytik Azach, that this guy has a problem with his neder. That's not a problem, which is a chur like the hamakna svar. A chur is a chur right to hamakna because... What? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have
a
What? Oh, let's say it's a ned al das rabim that you cannot be shalom on. I was thinking that, but let's say it's shalom. Let's say it's a ned you cannot be shalom on, right?
If you take it, it's not going to be a ganav. It's not
going to
be a ganav.
But you cannot be zech in it. According to the Rashi, there's no kinyan.
It's not going to be a listening. It's not a ganav.
But it's still not being big. Yeah, or Hefkan Yom Hashim means that you can take it even though you can't be Koine.
Yom Hashim, he's not allowed to take it. It's still Yom Hashim. That's the problem.
Yeah, but normally the dinner is that you cannot be Zeichen. Achayah, you can't be Koine. I was thinking different chilak. I was thinking maybe the chilak is like this. That the fan for the Pnei Shua, at least the Pnei Shua holds, the chilak is like this. Rather than the stipus case, that would be a dova acham garmla. That neder would be a zayt gezach. Would be a zayt gezach, and you would not. And that would definitely be considered your mafkin chol, and even the tzitzor, really it is mufka for everyone. It's just that the mice, when you come to pick it up, you can't pick it up because you have a neder and you cannot be zechen it. But by the Eved Ivri, it's not mamsha zayt gezach. It's inherent in the thing that's being mufka. It's a din in the Eved. The zachki being mafki itself is something that no one could be zechen in. That's not davar mugon. That's what Pnei Shua hold. Not like the disciple. Pnei Shua hold, but Pnei Shua be moed to the disciple's case, that would definitely be hefkilkol. But over here, the Eved Ivri, since it's a din and the thing that you be mafki that no one could be zechen in, that's the Pnei Shua's kasha. That's not called a zayt gezach. That's the chesaron in the tetzor of the hefka or the maisa hefka. Maybe even in the maisa hefka. Maybe he even holds like the hamakla. Even the maisa that you won't mafki your thing that no one could be zechen. That's not called a hefka to begin with. That'll be a teretz for the Pnei Shua. And the ikka din of the Rambam, the Rambam's lashon is ain't other than yachal limka. He starts off with amavir. Ain't other than yachal limka amavir. V'loy nitlan gishacha bein rochik bein karev. Person cannot sell or give an amavriya to anyone, and if he does, nothing happened. The mechira or the matan is not chal. The Torah says, you cannot sell an amavriya. But then the Rambam is mechadish v'chein neved ivri. Same thing by neved ivri. You cannot sell it to anyone else. So everyone mutches in the Rambam, the Torah says by amavriya. And Torah says the reason why, because he was in a way married in Amaviyah, he's supposed to be Miyayira, he's supposed to marry her really. In a way when he bought her, he was inherent that implied that he had a Kechariyid. But the Torah does not say by Eved Ivri, you cannot sell. So where's Ram going to sell from? So the Mishnah does want to say that it's a Hekesh. We find the Gemara many things with Makesh, Eved Ivri, Tamaviyah. He wants to say it's a Hekesh. Even though there's one Gemara's Mashman that Maskana, we don't make such a Hekesh. But that's what the Kesef Mishnah wants to say. And we said before, the Kesef Mishnah someplace else wants to say B'Shem D'Ral Bag, that it works, it's a svar, that if you cannot make Yerusha, there's no Yerusha on Eved Ivri, there's no Kayach to sell me that. But then the Rambam continues, the Rambam says, it's not the Rambam, V'Yir Ali, whenever the Rambam says V'Yir Ali, it's his own Chiddush, it's not a Gemara. The Rambam says, V'Yir Ali, Shem Li Hutzuch HaKos of Lasa Dovazeh Ba'oma, El B'nei Sheyesh Shem Li Yad L'Benoi, N'chach Nehman Am Nochim Li Yimshu L'Mocha. So I'm saying, really, the Torah just had to say the halacha by Eved Ivri, and not by Amaviyah. But the only reason the Torah had to say it, and I guess we were learning now Amaviyah from Eved Ivri, not the Torah said by Eved Ivri. And the only reason the Torah said by Amaviyah is because this is extra chiddush, because you might think that maybe only in Eved Ivri you can't sell. But Amaviyah, since the Torah gave you koyach to miyad l'benoi, there's a special halacha that Amaviyah, when you buy an Amaviyah, you can always be miyad, you can always marry her, anytime you want, you just say her yat miyadasli. Shayan Gemara, they say Moisri Shayan's Kedushin Nitnu Dafites, that the original money you gave to buy her will be the Kedushin, or was it not the original money that the Kedushin? It's a Stam Halacha that Amaviyah you can make your wife. The Torah also says a Chiddush Yikimiyad Ibnoi, you can make it your son's wife. So since the Torah gave you a Koyach to make it your son's wife also to somebody else, that's why you'd have a half mean that Amaviyah you could sell also. You seem to have extra Koyach on you, so you could sell also. And that's what Torah said over here. But what's the fact the Kesef Mishnah Kasha, what's the Ram saying? That the Torah could have just said it by Eved Ivri, and we only had to say it by Amaviyah for the extra Chiddush. The whole Ikalimud is from Amaviyah. It's not from Eved Ivri. So the Kesef Mishnah brings down that there's another Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in Pashat Bahar. The Pasuk says, Lo yimachu memkaris Ovid. Don't sell an Eved Ivri a sale of an Eved. So what does that mean? So the Kesef Mishnah is saying that itself is telling us this halacha, you cannot sell an Eved Ivri. And mainly that's what I'm saying. That really the main halacha is said by Eved Ivri. And the only reason Torah had to give an extra pasuk of Lam Nachim Layim Shul by Amavi is because you might think that Amavi could be sold. But this Kesef Mishnah is a shver. First of all, the Kesef Mishnah is a kustir. Because Kesef Mishnah started off saying that the limud of Ivri is going to have a mom of Ivri with Ekesh. And now he's saying the other way, that the main limud is from this pasuk in Bahar, by Ivri itself. And the real kasha on the guest submission is because there's a Rambam Pirk Aleph of Avodah Melacha Hey that has a whole different drasha from this pasuk of Lo Yimachum Karsavid. He teaches the pasuk of Lo Yimachum Karsavid the way Rashi and Chumash teaches. It's Teres Kainim that says Lo Yimachum Karsavid B'Hachroza Kan Yesh Eve Limkot and Lo Yimideno Eleven Halakach. This way Rashi and Chumash comes also. The halacha of Lo Yimachum Karsavid is a special halacha. Don't sell him in Derech Bizoyim. You should sell them with their COVID. But Nebuchadnezzar, people would get up, make an announcement. We have a slave facility who wants to buy this guy, strong guy, good slave, you know, put him on the sale block. They had something was called a sale block. That's what they used to do for Nebuchadnezzar. But for Nebuchadnezzar, they're saying you have to do more with their COVID. Do it bitzina, do it privately, go over to somebody, still, very quietly, see and whisper to him, we have an Ebbe for sale over here, do it more with their COVID. As a man of Ram is learning that this pasuk for this halacha, that the sale of an evidivy has to be derech kavod. How could you say that Ram on this halacha, using this pasuk, teaches the main halacha in evidivy is not for sale? That's what Shvev discussed with Mishnah. The other kash is if we're learning from this pasuk not that you cannot sell with derech bezoyin. So how could Ram say it's mashma that you could sell with derech kavod? So what's the Rambam saying afterwards it cannot sell Nevedivi at all? So that tells us Pasha. The first Rambam that says you should not sell Nevedivi Bezoin means the original Mechira. The first Mechira when you sell, even that first when the Yisrael sells himself, that should be Bedech Chavit. Don't do it Befehesi, do it Betzina. But second Mechira, that's the Rambam's Chiddush, you cannot sell at all. So what's the Mokka? The Ikka Mokka is either the Hekish, from Am Nochin Limshul, we have Am Amriya, or the Ikamaka is like the Ravag is saying, it's a svar that Torah says you can't be marish, there's no Kerch Mechir in something you cannot be marish. But a Mokka in Shas for the Rambam, where the Rambam got this from, that we said before, Nachman Zemba says in Zer Avram, Simach Chav Kimmel Eischess, he brings down some more in Erech and Nachachess. So you're looking at Chav Feshu Gemara, the Gemara talks about Chemi Hekdish. One of the ways to be Makdish to Hekdish is called the Noshin of Chayrim. So it's a type of hektish, basically it's a pretty standard hektish, but it's Moloshon of Chayrim. But the Gemara says, Yochel Yachem Odom Benoyu Bito Yavdei V'Shevchose Yivrim. I would think a person could be Machrim his son, his daughter, his slave, and his Shevcha Yivrim, Eved Yivri or Maria. He could be Makdash at the hektish to make a Chayrim. Tamolayim Behema. The Torah says, by the din of Chayrim, that when you give somebody the hektish, it gives an example of Behema. Ma Behema Yeshe Rishus L'Moichu, just like Behema Yeshe Rishus to sell, that's what you could be Machrim. Of course, it's just a meicha. The same thing, everything ever is just to be meicha. And that comes to Lafuki, to be Yetzei, a benoy bitoy, avdei v'shuchas yevim, that you can, since you can't sell them, you can't be machim them. Tanam Nachman Zemba, you see from this Gemara, the Gemara nem done for Dov Poshit, the Gemara doesn't even say where you got it from, just enough for Dov Poshit, you cannot sell and never give you a number of you. And even if it's for Kasha on the guest of Mishnah, why does it bring this Makkah? But the Teretz is, The Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is coming to give this Gemara. You see the halacha, but you don't see what the makar is of the Gemara. And the Kesef Mishnah is coming to explain what the makar of the Gemara is. And that's because the Mishnah says three reasons: either the Rabag's reason you cannot be marish, or we're going to have a hekish from Namnachin Yimsho of Maria, or the third reason, which is Shver, he's going to say from the pasuk of La Yimka Yimachru Mkaris Ovid, which is Chor Shver because the Rambam brings that drasha for something else. I was thinking, you could have another reason why you can't sell an Eved Ivri because to somebody else, because the whole din of Kinyanim of Eved Ivri is a chiddush. Every Kinyan of an Eved Ivri is a drasha in the Gemara Daf Yedalam of Eisek Edushin. The Gemara has to learn out that you can be kind of an Eved Ivri by Kesef, and the Gemara has to learn out from a drasha you be kind of an Eved Ivri by Shtah, how you kind of an Eved Ivri. And all the drashas are to be kind of an Eved Ivri by giving kesef to the person himself. When you give money to the Yisrael, he becomes your Eved. When you give a shtar, becomes your Eved. We don't have such a drasha that if you give kesef or shtar or something to the other mess, that should be a Kenyan. Maybe that's why there's no pasha. We have no gzeirah. The whole concept of owning another person is a chiddush. So maybe the whole chayim b'yom chiddush. The whole chiddush is only what the Torah says. So that should be a pashtu reason. The Achreinim will shtel on the Rambam.
Rambam
himself brings a pasuk.
Who says
which pasuk?
I mean, he brings a pasuk. Rambam himself brings a pasuk that
you can't tell about. No, he doesn't bring a pasuk. He just... Oh, he brings a pasuk about Mavriya. He says, he doesn't explain where Eved Ivri comes from. Right? Eved Ivri comes from. He says, by Mavriya, right.
No, it's a time. It's
so what do you mean? We need a pasuk. Right. And also, there's another kasha the Olias. The Rambam says that in mocha nasa matana leyasa klum. If you gave it away matana, you didn't do anything. And so the Achrayim Olias, nice. Why not? Maybe you did it in a veira, but why isn't the bechir chal? So they want to say that this could be as the cloud, the Gemara says in Tmur Dathal, kol mustav machman leisavi yevel leimahani. That's the only answer they have. The Torah said don't do it, so yevel leimahani, which we know whether that cloud is has many. Yitzim and a clause, many exceptions to it, so you have to really work it out with all the exceptions. But the way I'm saying, this would be a very simple reason why Yosef Leiklum, because there's no concept of owning another yid. You can't own somebody, only the Derech Torah said. And the whole chiddush of the Torah was you make a kinyan by giving the kesef straight to the Eved. The Teretz is, I guess, what the Teretz is why the Achrayim all don't say this, and they all ask this kasha, why is it Masha Ase is Zaini Ase?
Once
Torah
said you could, it becomes a kinyan. Once Torah was Mechadosh, the Odin could be
claimed with Kesef. I want to say a little bit different. Let's say the whole chiddush of the Torah is maybe to make him an Eved Ivri. To make him an Eved Ivri, to be the Shri Chaloi, is changing Yid into an Eved Ivri. That's what the Torah was Mechadosh. You have to have the special kinyan of kesef and shtar direct to the person to make him. But once a vetch, once he is already in Eved Ivri, then already he's nechasam like a golden nechasam. Then already should be poshut that he should be able to change this, sell him one to the next. That you don't need the chiddush of the Torah. As a mingla, that's where you need all the other psukim. Be the nam nochinim himself or hekesh or layir mocher mekeres avid or the rabbi's reason. And that's why the Achrayim Olias, if it's just one of these halachas, these are various, so the why is it Masha Osein Elsein? That's what they have to come on to the reason of Kamusta Machman Vesavi Yevon Amani. A little more, but leave it now.